Okay, we're picking up from the Mishnah on the bottom of Chafav Amud Beis, 11 lines from the bottom, with the words of Maisa. So now the Mishnah is going to tell us, Maisa ve'aviyu lo l'Rabban Yochanan Mezakai, liv tomas tavshil. Once happened, they brought Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai to taste the tavshil. Is usually just referred to any dish that's cooked. Now this dish was not going to be a dish that was a chiyuv to be in the sukkah. It was a snack food. Rabbi Gamliel, shnei kusovos udli shalmayim. And they brought Rabbi Gamliel two dates in a pail of water. V'amru helem l'sukkah. And both of them were machmir. They insisted on bringing even the snack to the sukkah. When they brought Rabbi Tzadok less than a kezias of bread, not l'mamakba, he took it with a cloth, and he ate it outside of the sukkah. And the Mishnah ends off also telling us that he didn't make a bracha of benching afterwards. So what's going on for Rabbi Tzadok? So he held that when it comes to washing a tilas adayim, he held that you do not need to wash if you're having an amount less than a shear of a kebeta, less than an eggs amount, and therefore he didn't feel like he had to wash. Why? So why did he take a bread of the cloth? Usually we're familiar with taking with bread of the cloth. We're not able to wash. You don't have bread with you. You don't have water with you within, I think it's dalada milin. So then you have a heter not to wash. So then you're not allowed to touch the bread. So Rashi points out he did it because of cleanliness for Nikias. For cleanliness purposes, that's why he didn't touch the bread. So normally where you have a chiyuv to wash your hands, it's not okay to just hold in a cloth. Again, only where you don't have water available, then it'd be mutter to do that. So the Gra points out two reasons why Rabbi Tzadok would say that less than a kezias of bread, you don't have to wash. Or maybe it's based on the fact that the obligation to wash one's hands is going to be similar to the idea of Birkas HaMazon. So since he didn't have to bench, he didn't feel like he had to wash either, according to Rabbi Tzadok. However, he gives a second explanation. Maybe the obligation simply is that to wash one's hands is based on tuma, and midareisa, bread is only going to become tamei if it's a shear of a kebetza, the size of an egg. So therefore, there would be a big nafkamina though in the Gra's explanation, because according to the first explanation we reject Rabbi Tzadok, but the second explanation we might actually accept that. Now we pashut paskin based on the Gemara Brachos, like very explicit in all the Rishonim, everyone paskins like that. Then a kezias you still have a chiyuv to bench. Rabbi Tzadok, by the way, made a bracha. As Rashi points out, that why did Rabbi Tzadok make a bracha? Rishona, for sure, everyone agrees when it comes to bracha Rishona that just a tasteful, because you can't be nana melamazay b'li bracha, that he definitely made a bracha. For just bracha chorna, he didn't make a bracha. But if the reason is based on the second reason, that the shir of kibetz is based on tumah v'tara, so then lechora you shouldn't have a chiv to wash less than a kibetz, less than an eggs amount. So this, since it's a suffix, we paskin that one should wash his hands without a bracha. If you're eating less than a kebetza, I think people are unfamiliar with this, so it's a halacha a person should know that only when you're having, most of the time you eat, you do have probably a kebetza, but something to know that if it's only a kezias or bread you're having, you would not make a bracha on, according to many achronim, you would not make a bracha on your netilas yadayim. You do have to wash, because we're choshesh, maybe you do have a chiyuv to wash, but you wouldn't make a bracha because of a bracha zahaka. So now the Gemara is, the Mishnah was just saying that Oakland arai chutzah sukkah. Now we brought these two Tanoim that were machmir against this principle. So why is it Maisa is a hemshech of bringing a story as a raya to what happened, bring a story as a proof. Here it's not a proof at all, it's a disproof. So something where you're right. So the Mishnah is missing some words, we have to fix up the Mishnah. And this is what the Mishnah means to say. If you wanted to accept yourself a chumra of eating even not having a snack out of the sukkah, being extremely machmir, you're allowed to accept this chumra on yourself, this stringency. Normally, that would be a problem of a yura, usually defined as like religious arrogance. You're allowed to do something outwardly in front of everybody, in front of the face of everybody, that's religious arrogance. So we don't allow that for different, keeping your tzitzis out might be a shell of yura. Other halachas about yura is a shail about religious arrogance in flaunting halachas. Here, like, you'd be flaunting ki'ilu a chumrah, but we're saying, no, that's not yura. It's not religious arrogance. The Gemara brings a raya from these two tanaim that it would not be something that's considered religious arrogance, and therefore, if you want to be makel on this, that would be okay. They're just with the point of the Mishnah said the same thing, but just to point out, the Gemara says these dafka had two dates. So that's the shaila over here with regards to dates. That's going to be two dates going to be classified as a snack. Rava seems to say that dates are always going to be considered a snack. Therefore, if you want to have a snack, you'd be allowed to have any amount of snack food. You could fill yourself up totally on watermelon or something like that. Chutz l'sukkah. That's how many, I think that's how we pass on l'maisim. Therefore, Really, the case of a kibetz is only going to be nogea for bread or for the chameshes mini dagan. That would be a chumrah. But other foods would not necessarily be an issue. Just when we get to the hamshach legemara, I remind myself that we should discuss. It might be a chumrah of basar v'dagim, about fish and meat might be an issue of having that close to sukkah. We'll get to that when we get to the tosfos. Now turning on to the gemara now. The Gemara says, "V'amru ha'elam l'sukkah." He said, "Be machmir and take them up to the sukkah." Shnosel lo rabitzadok ol chapachos b'kabeitz. When they brought them up, rabitzadok he had less than a kabeitz. Another map, he took a cloth, v'achlo chutz the sukkah, v'lo birachachar avitir a bench. So this is rabitzadok shita that's okay over here, and that's what we're pointing out. So now the Gemara says, "Hakabeitz abay sukkah." Wait a second. From rabitzadok's statement, that implies that less than an egg is not going to be, but that implies that the amount of an egg and above is going to require sukkah. Lematat to the Rav Yosef Abaye. There seems to be a refutation of both Rav Yosef and Abaye, who say that even a kibetza is not, doesn't need to be eaten in the sukkah. They say from a kibetza, meaning a kibetza and up, so more than a kibetza is going to be okay, according to both of them, right? According to Rav Yosef, he said it's shtei or three kibetzas. Abaye said, well, lechora was up above a kibetza, so a little bit more than that was according to Abaye. So lechora, both them are against this statement. So the Gemara says, maybe the Mishnah is not referring to the amount of a sukkah, but just in terms of the bracha of when it comes to birchas hamazon, the washing before eating and benching. That's what we're talking about kibetza. Ha, kibetza by natila bracha, whereas a kibetza does require washing and benching. That's a different halacha here, nothing to do with the halacha of sukkah, because he's not talking about eating outside the sukkah, but a different halacha of what do you need to wash, what do you need to bench. That's what the Gemara is saying over here now. Now the Gemara quotes, no, we're up to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Lezer, Oymer, Arbaas, Vesudas, Chayav, Adam, Lechol, Basukkah. A person is obligated to have 14 meals in the sukkah, achas, bayam, achas, other, one during the day, and one in the nighttime, because that's the normal amount of time a person eats in the course of a normal day. Just the question that Meiri asked, was bothered by this, one of the Mishnayos, is that the Meiri asked, wait a second, shouldn't you require 15 meals? Because inevitably, there's going to always be a Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Shabbos Chol HaMoed is meant to be the 15th meal. So why doesn't he say you have to have 15 meals in the sukkah? So the Meiri just says, not counting something that's due to a totally external stibat tadi, a totally outside factor, external factor, that would require you to have the 15th meal of Shal Shudas. He's saying, fundamentally, you have to have two meals in the sukkah, bitzad the sukkah. As opposed to the Shal Shudas, it totally means a different dinner. You have to have Shal Shudas, but mainly you have to have Shal Shudas in the sukkah. But it's not a chiyuv to have Shal Shudas. Similar thing. Once we okay, not getting there right now. So now the Gemara continues. The Chachamim say, "Ein adavar kitzva." The matter is not a set, meaning that you can have as many meals as you want. You want to have 20 meals. You want to have one meal. You don't have to, except for what? Chutz melele yomtiv rishon shalchad bivah, except for the night of the first yomtiv. You have a chiyuv to eat. You have a chiyuv to eat a meal in the sukkah. We're going to get into shaila exactly how that works. We're going to get to that in the Gemara. Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer said a second ruling. Mishal achal lele yomtiv rishon. Someone doesn't eat the first night of sukkahs. Yashal melele yomtiv achbar shalchad. You're allowed to have teshlumin. You're allowed to teshlumin. Make it up on the night of Shmini Atzeres, the day by Shmini Atzeres, you let him make it up, even though you're no longer in the sukkah, you're able to make it up. We'll get into that in the Gemara. Where do we see anything of a tashlumin to be able to make it up? Where do we ever see that there's such a concept with regards to this halacha? The Alzan Demar, about this, it said about someone who misses eating on the first yantiv, someone who is something that is twisted can't be made straight, and something that's mentioned can't be numbered. So the thing about the beginning, something that's twisted, mu'uvas lo yuchal liskon, is someone who messes up and can't fix something. Something that's twisted can't bend straight. It's talking about someone who messes up. And here is also, you mess up, you didn't eat on the first night of Sukkot, so you can't make it up by doing it on Shmini Atzeres. It's like more now. Analyzes the first aspect of Rabbi Lazar. Gemara says, "My tell Rabbi Lazar, what's the reason of Rabbi Lazar why you need 14 meals in the sukkah?" So the Gemara says, "Because teshu came to do it requires you to live in your sukkah in the way that you would live in your home throughout the year. And if during home throughout the year, you would have two meals. Madir achas b'machas b'ala during the normal course of the year, you have two meals, one by day, one by night." So to by sukkah, they would have one by day and one by night. So the Gemara says, what about the Chachamim though? That's a very good limud. What happened to the Chachamim? So the Gemara asks, Rabbanan, why do the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Lazar? So the Gemara answers, because the Chachamim are talking about how you live. Ma dira ibayachi libaylacha, when it comes to the way you live and how you live in your house. So if I just said I want to eat, I want to eat. If not, not. If you want to, you can. If you don't want to, and you want to just not eat all day, that would be fine. Rashi used lashon if even fasting. That's the shayla. I don't bother. I mean, you can't fast on yantiv. Okay, that's the shayla in the Rashi. But that we again we learn that teishun can to do it. But when a person tells you, you don't have to, you have a chiv to eat every day. Not a chiv. You don't even have a general. If I can eat whenever I want, if I'm hungry, if I'm not hungry, that's how I have to be in the sukkah. So the Gemara says, wait a second, yihachi afilu le'yantiv rishonami. If that's the case, that eating in the sukkah is totally up to the person, so then why the first night do we have a chiyuv that you're obligated to eat in the sukkah on the first night of Sukkot? The Gemara says no, because different limud. We made mentions yesterday's daf. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishin, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehud Tzadok. Ne'emar kan chamisha asar. The context of Sukkot, it says the 15th. It says, b'chamisha asar yom l'chodesh ha'shvi b'chazeh chaga sukkos. V'ne'emar chamisha asar b'chaga matzah. The 15th regards to matzah. It says, b'chamisha asar yom l'chodesh ha'zeh chaga matzah. The 15th to be the chag of matzah. So the 15th, Gzirah Tesvav, we're going to have Gzirah Shava to learn the two together. So the Gemara says, what are we able to learn? The Gemara says, Mala alan laila rishon chova, just with regards to Pesach, we know the first night is a full-fledged chiyuv. So too, and the rest of the time is going to be a rishus. The Gemara Pesachim learns that because it all the time, in like six or seven different psukim, the Gemara will say, the psukim will say, Shivas Yamim, matzos tochelu, or something along those lines within those words of eating matzah for 7 days. Yet, one kasuv says, Sheshes Yamim, that for 6 days you'll have matzos. So the Gemara says that there's seemingly a steer between the two. So the Gemara says that we learn that just like the makish, the six to the seven, that just like the first, the seventh day is a rishus, because that pasuk that says a sheshes yamim. So what do we learn that so all seven are really a rishus. So then why is it that, where do we know that there's a chiyuv of the first night? So the Gemara says, the way we're going to have right here, the bear of tochel matzos. That's where we learn it out. But we learn out the first 7 days are all really a rishus. So the Gemara says, mekan ve'elech rishus, afkan, leila rishon chova, mekan ve'elech rishus. That only eating from from matzah only is going to be mandatory the first night, and not further. Same thing with regards to sukkah. So the Gemara says, "V'hasa minelan." So in the context of Pesach, how do I know that the chiyuv of eating matzah the first night? The verses on Makra, Be'erav Tochel Matzos, Hakasuv Kavachova. That it goes the pasuk. You're right. The Shivas Ma'amim Matzah Tochel says all 7 days are rishus. That's what the limud would have told you. But there's another pasuk. It's a different chiyuv. The pasuk's coming from a different chiyuv of Be'erav Tochel Matzos that night. The night of the 15th, you should have matzah, kasa kavachova, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa to have matzah, and all other days would be optional. The Gemara just added, the Rishonim asking, the Gemara Bracha seems to indicate that one is obligated to have another meal on Yom Tov. So how can the Chachamim say that aside from the first meal, there's only, you're not chayav to eat in the sukkah, lechor you have to eat a Yom Tov meal on other days on the first day, on the day of sukkah? So Tosos answer that the Gemara in Brachos, which is talking about a Yom Tov meal, is only referring to the first night of sukkahs, and therefore it'd be that's all we're talking about. That's all that's all we're getting at, because the Gemara in Brachos was talking about that if you forget Yalav Yavu, you'd have to go back on days where you're chayav, and the Gemara mentions Yom Tov, you'd have to go back and repeat benching. So that was Tosos over here. Tosos and Brachos have a different answer. They say that there's two reasons you have a meal in sukkahs. First of all, the dinner of Simchas Yantav, and that's the one to refer to in Brachos. And the second thing is the dafka, the chiv of sukkah. So that, in regards to the chiv of sukkah, it's talking about the first night. That's what we're talking about. But it's still, obviously, the chiyuv of Yantiv, you would still have all, but it's a sibat stadi. It's similar to what we were saying before. It's an outside reason why you'd be chayev. Just another very important shayla that the Rishonim discuss is with regards to the amount. The Rishonim talk about is the amount of bread someone has to have to fulfill the obligation on sukkahs. So as many of us understand, just like on matzah, you're only chayav a kezayah, so too, with regards to the chiyuv of bread that you'll have to have on the first night of sukkah, it's going to be a kezayah. Others, however, want to understand that, no, you'd have to have a kebetzah, because we learned that kebetzah is the minimum amount that you're chayav in a shir of sukkahs, so that to be chayav in a shir, everything else is called a achilas arai. So you would have to have a minimum shir of a kebetzah, even though by matzah, so not every single halacha, like you don't have to have matzah in the sukkah on the night of, my nephew once was really in the mood for matzah so my brother joked, he was extremely machber in the Gzirah Tesvav Tesvav that to even have matzah on Sukkot. But Lamaisa, when it comes to the normal, not every halacha is learned out from Tesvav Tesvav, so you have a chiyuv to eat. That's where learning chiyuv to how much. So other Rishonim say, no, you have to have a kebetzah on the night of Sukkot. Okay, one last very important marmakum, the Bala Maor asks, many Rishonim ask them, Iri asks this also, and the other Rishonim all ask, they give us share, that's why I know this topic, is that with regards to, what's the difference between the mitzvah of matzah with the mitzvah of sukkah? Why is it that I make a bracha on sukkah, all 7 days I go into the sukkah. All the time I go into the sukkah, I'm eating a meal. I make a bracha leishe b'sukkah with our good samarza. Then when I eat matzah, all 7 days of sukkahs, all 7 days of Pesach, I don't make a bracha v'alachias matzah all the time. So they say, because sukkah fundamentally is something that can't be avoided because I can't go 3 days without sleep. So if I have to sleep, I fundamentally have a chiyuv to be in the sukkah. I can't avoid it. As opposed to the 7 days of Pesach, I can't avoid eating chametz all 7 days. I could just have They actually bring up rice. I remember the Baal Mor says, and he's clearly Sephardi. The Baal Mor says you could have rice all 7 days, or other things, other food. You could have a potato or something else, and you'd be fine. So since I don't have a chivat, I could avoid eating the matzah whatsoever. I don't have to make a bracha. That's what a lot of Achronim are Mimadayik in this Baal Mor. That what was the assumption that there's still a mitzvah to eat matzah? Also, otherwise, why are you asking to make a bracha? You just say there's no mitzvah whatsoever. He clearly understands there's a mitzvah because the whole concept, the mitzvah kiyumis of a mitzvah that you're not chayav to do, but when you do it, you become a mitzvah. That's many point to this source of the matzah and this Baal Mor's implication that lechora there would be a mitzvah to have matzah all 7 days, even though you have a chiyuv to actually make a bracha, but there would be a kiyumis every time you have matzah shvura on Pesach. Now the Gemara continues. Rav Elazar also said that somebody in the first day of Yom Tov, you can have it on Shmini Atzeret. And where it says, Rav Elazar, Rav Elazar said, Arba asur sudas chayav adam lechol b'sukkah. A person is obligated to have 14 meals in sukkah, achas b'yom achas b'layla. Since, of course, Rav Elazar, there's a chiyuv to eat a minimum 14 meals in sukkah, how can a meal be eaten on Shmini Atzeret when it's asur to eat in the sukkah to be mekayim the din of the first night of sukkah that you missed? You're not allowed to eat out of the sukkah. It's going to be about toast if you eat in the sukkah. The Gemara says, Amar Bira Amar Rabbi Amir, Rabbi Bira said the name of Rabbi Amir. Chazar Rabbi Lazar, Israel apparently retracted his view about the chiyuv to have 14 meals of sukkah, and he agreed with the Chamim that besides for the first meals, no set amount that you'd have to have, but he disagrees with the Chamim with regards to tashlumin. He does hold that you'd be able to have tashlumin. So the Gemara says, Mashlim b'mai. So what type of food can you be mashlim with according to Rabbi Lazar? Ilan abirif. If you're going to tell me you're going to have bread, so the Shmini Atzeret meal that you're having bread with, the diomekach, but how do I know I'm eating the Shmini Atzeret meal? So nobody's going to know that I'm having a tashlumin meal. So why can't I have a meal right after? The Ritva asks, what do you mean? Let's have a meal, make a wash in the morning of Shmini Atzeret, and then immediately later, right after that meal, the next 10 minutes later, make a new meal, lechavod, the yantiv of the first night of Sukkot that you missed. So the Ritva says, because that'll be bracha shenit tzricha. You're not allowed to just to meaninglessly divide two meals if you know you're supposed to have two together. That's a whole shaila about, we had it this year, our Pesach Shachalios B'Shabbos. Are you allowed to have the two meals one after the other? Al-Khura, it's very problematic to do that because you're making bracha shenit tzricha, even though there's a chiyuv shal shudas, correct. But that's why they say to space out the meals more, take a break to have a real break, because if you don't, that would be major shaila of bracha shenit tzricha, making an unnecessary bracha. And where it says, Ela b'mashlim. So with regards to what is he compensating with a meal with, Yashar Mina Targima, you should have different types of foods. What's this Mina Targima? Let it defined as some other food. Rashi defines Mina Targima as being something of the like of fruits. That's what Rashi understands. So Tosos is bothered by this, but Tosos says that if fruits don't require a sukkah at all, so then Targima can refer to fruit. So there, so Tosos says that Mina Targima is referring to meat and fish. And other foods that you eat with bread, those things are what you should be eating. L'chora, Tosos understanding clearly that you would not be allowed to have those things bekvius outside of the sukkah. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chai Adam and Achronim that are choshish for this Tosos la'alacha, and he recommends being machmir for this, that a person should not have a lot. I don't think people are so familiar with this, that you should not have Mina Targima of, you should not have a Tosos definition. You shouldn't have fish and meat. You should not have those things. I think Mishnah Berurah mentions one other thing. Shartzina quotes other things. Other Achronim doesn't mention everything, but he quotes that you should not have these things as a kfiyus, as a major meal. You shouldn't have a ton of steak out to the sukkah on sukkahs, because that's the Tosos here hold that that's really fundamentally does require a sukkah. Now the Gemara says, so Tana Mehachli Elas of Reis, that seems to support the mission between the Targima Yatsa, that if you finish your meal with a type of food, you're going to fulfill your obligation. So that we see the Mina Targima is this other type of side food is going to be mekayim this din of tashlumin, and something special for the Shmini Atzeret. Similar halacha, by the way, Rosh Chodesh Echalios B'Shabbos, where you're supposed to have a Rosh Chodesh meal. There's an Indian of Sudas Rosh Chodesh, but when it's Shabbos, you're just having Shal Shudas anyway. So the Mishnah Berurah recommends, based on other earlier sources, that a person should have a special food. I mean, Targim also, seemingly another food, a special dish, the Kavod Rosh Chodesh, to show that it's Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, that you should try to have an extra dish. Another Gemara just points out another story. Shalat b'chobes shalat b'giv as a melachas Rabbi Lezer. He going at night, but someone like me, shani ragu lechol sudachas b'yom. All I have is one meal a day. Ma'al shachol sudachas b'epater. So apparently he asked this before Rabbi Lezer retracted it. We shouldn't point out because we see that he retracted his halacha. He says you don't have to do a 14 sudas. He ended up agreeing to chachamim. Yeah, this question was asked apparently before he retracted. So he says Amar Allah, Rabbi Lezer answered him. Cholim yom ata mamshich kama proposal kavod atmecha. Every day you whet your appetite with all these delicacies to make yourself hungry. They used to have these delicacies before the meal in order to whet their appetite to want to eat more. So the Gemara says that he used to do this all the time, that you do it for your own personal honor. So you can't make yourself hungry by whetting your appetite for food set aside for the honor of Sukkah. So yeah, you should do that and make yourself hungry and be able to have yourself a second meal. So the Gemara now points out Ve'od Shalu, another Shaila of Agrippas, is a person who worked for him, asked the Rebbe Lazar. He also asked him, Kigon Ani, with regards to me, she yeshli shtei nashim, I have two wives, achas b'tverei, achas b'tverei, one in Tverei, one in Tzipori, yeshli shtei sukos. It's a way to get them to get along. Let's put them, don't put them in the same city. Yeshli shtei sukos, I have two sukos, I have two houses where I live, achas b'tverei, achas b'tverei, one in Tverei, one in Tzipori. Can I go from one sukkah to the other and I fulfill my obligation of sukkah? Why is this a question? Because specifically we're going to see in a moment that that's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. But Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that you have to be in the same sukkah all 7 days of sukkahs. So the Gemara says, Amar lo, so you responded lo, you're not allowed to change sukkah. Anyone who leaves the sukkah is going to be vatel the mitzvah of living in the sukkah of the first one. So not the mitzvah, you only make kind of the mitzvah of sukkah when you live in one. The Gemara says Tanya, so now we're going to quote the brisa that says Rabbi Eliezer is ruling. Rabbi Eliezer says, turning up the next time now. In yotzim mi sukkah le sukkah, one is not allowed to leave from sukkah to another sukkah because you're not allowed to have two different sukkahs, one for eating, one for sleeping, or just going to another sukkah. This would make life very hard if we pass it like this. Venos in sukkah, but chol shemoid. Also, you're not allowed to make a sukkah in chol shemoid because you're not mekayim anything by doing that, right? Because according to him, you need to have the sukkah valid for all 7 days. Chachamim say, yotzim in sukkah, sukkah, you're allowed to leave from sukkah to sukkah. Venos in sukkah, but chol shemoid, and you're not allowed to make a sukkah in chol shemoid because you don't have to live in the same sukkah all chol shemoid. So therefore, if you miss your sukkah and you don't have it during chol shemoid, obviously you'd be allowed to build it, even in melech hazuman, something which is more chashiv to make, l'chora, the chavim would be allowing that over here. That's right in the chronim, maybe only if it's a big pashat sukkah. But either way, you're allowed to make some sort of sukkah on chol shemoid. V'shavin, and but Rabbi Eliezer and the chavim agree, she'im nafla, that if the sukkah fell down during the chag, she'chozer bonim chol shemoid. Why Rabbi Eliezer agree? Because Rabbi Eliezer would say that this is really the hemshech of the first mitzvah sukkah that you're mekayim. My time of Rabbi Eliezer, what's the reason of Israel that you're not allowed to change from one sukkah to the other? So the Gemara says, the pasuk says, Chag haSukkos Tosach HaShavasim, and the mitzvah sukkahs should have for yourself for 7 days. This implies Asa Sukkah Ruya Lishiva. You should make a sukkah which is fit for all 7 days of the Chag, and therefore it has to have that. That's all the Rishonim are asked the question that this lechora is very similar to the Gemara on Chav Kimod Aleph, where we talked about if you have to have a sukkah that is strong enough to last all 7 days. So the Gemara there is not dealing with the sukkah's actual usage. Here the Gemara is talking about that you actually have to be using the same sukkah for 7 days. The Rabbi Lazar is telling you that over there is just somebody if this sukkah that has the strength and the capacity to survive all types of wind and be strong enough to fit for 7 days. It's different halacha than the Gemara over here is talking about actually physically you yourself have to live in that sukkah. So the Gemara now says, what's the reason, Rabbanan, why the Chacham disagree with Rabbi Eliezer? So the Gemara says, Achikamar Rachmana, because this was Hashem telling us, the Pasuk is telling you, Asa sukkah b'chag, make a sukkah during sukkahs. It's not teaching you for how long that it has to be, you have to be in the same sukkah. Rather, you'd be allowed to mekayim the mitzvah sukkah, many different sukkahs throughout the time of the sukkah's chag. The Gemara says, Shavim Shinafa, they agree. Sukkah fell down during the chol hamoed. Shechozer bonus b'chol hamoed, you're allowed to build on chol hamoed. The Gemara asks, Pshita, it's obvious. Even if Lazar, you're building the sukkah because you're mekayim the same mitzvah. It doesn't work out the same. I would have thought that according to Lazar, maybe you shouldn't be able to do hachrisi because at the end of the day, it's a different structure. It's not your original structure, Ve'inu l'shiva, and it's not for all 7 days, Kamash Milan. Therefore, the Bryce is teaching the Chiddush and Rabbi Lazar that he would view this as a hemshech of the original sukkah that you had, and therefore it is going to be mutter to rebuild it, and it's considered as if you're continuing on the first sukkah that you had. Now the Gemara continues, Tanya, we learn in Bryce, Rabbi Lazar says, Kshem Shein Adam Yotze Dechavasa Biyom Tavarishon Shel Chag, just like a person doesn't feel obligation to take a lulav on the first day of Chag of Sukkot, but lulav Shel Chaveru with your friends, lulav, a pretty famous Joshua Dechsev, Lachem, Lachem, Biyom Rishon Pesach Zerba Kabbalah tomorrow. We learn that Lachem, it should be yours, Dafka Mishalachem, that the lulav has to be mine. I'm not allowed to fulfill obligation with my friends, borrowed lulav or a stolen lulav. So too, I don't fulfill my obligation with my friend sukkah. He needs to, I don't have permission. He doesn't know that I'm there. I'm not mekayim the mitzvah. The pasuk says, "Hakuzus tase lechashivasim tase lecha lecha." Means mishalcha should be from your own possessions. Therefore, I cannot fulfill my obligation of sukkah with my friend's sukkah. The Gemara says, "V'chachamim said." Even though we say that you're not mekayim the mitzvah of lulav when you borrow your friend's lulav or you take your friend's lulav, you steal it. However, my friend's sukkah would fulfill the obligation. all of Israel should sit in Sukkos. Melamed Shekol Yisrael Rebbe Moshe B'Sukkachos. All of Yisrael could sit in Sukkos. We know the word of Sukkos is written without the letter Vav. This is implying that without the letter Vav, it's going to be a singular. It's referring to that all of Klal Yisrael is allowed to sit in the same Sukkah. They're allowed to sit in the same Sukkah. Rashi points out, if all of Klal Yisrael under one Sukkah, one roof, one Sukkah, l'chora, everyone's going to be less than a Shavei Pruta, less than an amount, less than a penny. So if it's less than a Lachik requisite as a Sam, l'chora, they're not considered as being owners of it. The Minchas Chinuch then asks, if that's true, then is it really true that a less than a Pruta is not considered halachic ownership, then how is it that the Minchas Chinuch asks, how is it that we own our Arava? So Shekhar is like the quote that's Minchas Chinuch. The price of Arava was less than a penny. Nowadays, you sell Arava for like $5-$10. That's way more than a Shavar Pruta. That should be more than a Shavar Pruta. But really, he was talking about it's less than, he even says it by matzah potentially. The matzah is also worth less than, certainly matzahs are not even close to Shavar Pruta. They're worth way more nowadays. So the big hiddur in this Indian, they were very machmer what a Shavar Pruta is. But he gives an example that maybe only a partnership, less than, if everyone has less than a Shavar Pruta, that's not considered a chal. But if I own something, I buy something for less than a Shavar Pruta, or if I own something less than a Shavar Pruta, if it's not owned by a partner, then it is applicable. It is shayach to say that I am the owner. That's a Minchas Chinuch understanding. The Gemara says now, Rabban, hi lecha, my dear. What are Rabban learning with lecha? You don't have to sit in your own sukkah. So what are that's what Lachal was teaching you according to Balazs, you have to sit in your own sukkah. So what do they do that with that? I mean, by the way, Lemutek Zula, that it's telling you that a stolen sukkah is asra. Val Shu'ula, Ksiv Kolezrach by Shu'ula, though. Borrowed sukkah. You just go into your friend's sukkah. You know he won't care. You didn't ask him explicitly. So let's say Lulav doesn't work. You're not going to acquire ownership if he doesn't give it to you. Amatan Amanas La'achzir. So if you just take your friend's Lulav, you know he doesn't mind. Lachora doesn't work. But when it comes to sukkah, if you know your friend doesn't mind, you can sit in a sukkah. And you'd be Makai of the mitzvah. So the Gemara says that's Shu'ula. And therefore, you're going to be Makayim that din by Kol Ezrach. The Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar, Kol Ezrach, my Abdel. So what does Rabbi Lazar do with that lashon of Kol Ezrach, which implies everyone is allowed to be sitting in the sukkah? The Gemara says, and by the way, Legesh and Iskaya ben Asayim. What about a ger who converts in the middle of Chol Moed? The Katan and Iskaya ben Asayim, a Katan who reaches 13 in the middle of Chol Moed. So according to Rabbi Lazar, you need the sukkah for all 7 days. I would have thought maybe these people are not Makayim the mitzvah. So Kamash Bulan, that even though they weren't Makayim the mitzvah for all 7 days, that is because they are completing the mitzvah to the extent that they're able to, and therefore, for them, that is considered Mekayim the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Rabbanan, how do they know that a person who converted during Sukkot or a person who is a Katan, who was Gadol, who became a Gadol during Sukkot is going to be Chayev? The Gemara says, Kiman Sham Rose in Sukkah B'chol Shemayit, since the Chamim said that you make a Sukkah and Chol Moed, so clearly, lo etzrich kra, you don't need a pasuk to tell you that a ger or a katan is going to be chayev in the middle of Chol Moed, in the middle of Yantif, middle of Sukkot, because if you're allowed to build a sukkah in the middle of Chol Moed for someone who doesn't have a sukkah, then clearly, culture gain, anyone who is going to be chayev only for a certain point of Chol Moed would obviously then be chayev in the mitzvah of sukkah. The Gemara now says, Tanur Rabbanan, we learn in a brisa, Maaseh Rabbi Eli, Shalach Hakbel Panei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabba Belud Beregel. Rabbi Lai came to his teacher in Lud during the Chag as a mitzvah of Lahakul Panei Rabba Beregel. So he came to go see his Rabbi Amar Lo. And seeing Rabbi Lezer said to Rabbi Lai, Alai Encha Moshavase Aregel. You're not among those who are resting on the Chag. Shaya Rabbi Lezer, Omer Rabbi Lezer, to say, Meshabech Ani Asat Slanim. On this Nakuda, I praise lazy people. Sometimes there's certain midos that have a benefit to it. So lazy people are good on this Nakuda. The pasuk says that you should have simcha on the chagim, and it's not just you and your whole household. Basically, is that you should rest your wife. Your wife has to make sure that your wife is very happy. That's part of the mitzvah deraisa. V'samachta b'chagecha is you and your children and your wife. They all have to be happy. Rav Dobletsky, I am a big fan of his farm. He came out with they had a new Haggadah this year. A wonderful ha'ara is in the back. He had a ha'ara about Simchas Achag, and he gave very, very big muster about it. He's like, people spend so much money on a lulav and esrog for hidurim that are nice. Okay, that's a hidur mitzvah. It's very nice to have that hidur mitzvah. He said there's a mitzvah d'araisa, a pasha mitzvah d'araisa, according to most Rishonim, it's a mitzvah d'araisa b'zman hazeh as well. Not most, a lot of Rishonim. It's a mitzvah d'araisa, even b'zman hazeh, about making your children happy, making your wives happy. Do you spend just as much money on buying your wife a gift? It's a very stark muster that you should buy your wife a gift for that money and for that extra money. Who's to say that it's more chashuv to buy a nicer esrog than it is to buy your wife a gift, which is a mitzvah d'araisa? I'm not telling everyone to pass on that, but he was just showing that where our mindset should be about v'smachta v'chagecha, even for our families. So the Gemara now continues, Eini. So is it really true that you're not allowed to leave your house and during the chagim? How do I know that you have to go see your Rebbe, your teacher, during the time of the Shalosh Regalim? The pasuk says, why are you going to see Elisha today is not the new moon or the new Shabbos, from the fact that we're talking about the Isha, I think it's the Isha Shanami, so he was going to visit Elisha, and it wasn't Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, so we see, we can l'chora make a diuk, that generally they would visit these times, and l'chora that's implying that person should go see your Rebbe on these times. And the Rebbe Rashi says, wait a second, where's the Yom Yantav? L'chora Yantav is more holy than Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, that's L'chora why we learn Yantav from a Kal V'chomer. It'd be chayav to go see the Malsa Michlal. When they see from implication is over here, the V'chodesh of Shabbos, Michayav Inish, like Aper Rabbi, a person obligated to visit a teacher. So L'chora, this would apply Yom Tovim. So Rav Elazar says that one shouldn't leave his household. How can you fulfill the mitzvah of going to greet your teachers? The Gemara says, L'kasha hada azav aysa b'yome. Referring to when can you go? Would you go that very day and come back that same day? So then you would have a chiyuv to go see him. However, how does it allow to be him if it takes you longer than it would to be back by nighttime to be with your family, to be with your wife, and make everybody happy? Then you would not outside of the tchum, you cannot go and remain there overnight. That would not be a case where you should do it. So the Gemara says, "Tanur Rabbanan, we learn in a brayso." Ma'aser Rebbe Elazar shows Shabbos beGalilion, who was just sitting in the upper Galil. Besukas show Yochanan Rebbe Elazar beKisaria. Many people in Israel right now on vacation in Kisaria. Vehavrele beKisaria and Kisarion. Vegiya Chamal Sukkah. So they were sitting in the Sukkah and they started to get. The rays of the sukkah started to come. The sukkah was getting hot out there. Amrullah, they asked him, Maosh Efrosh Alea Sadin. So, it was sunny there. Can you put a sheet over the sukkah to prevent the sunlight from coming in and prevent the discomfort? So, he was wondering, Mitzada Bonet, even oh, is that's a Mitzada Rais, a Derabanan, it's Asrit even to create a new Oal Arai. So, he was wondering, is this going to be an issue over here? So the Gemara says, because it's already a structure, adding to a pre-existing structure that has a tefach out, or it already might not be an issue of Oval Arai. So Amrullah, so he distracted him by saying, Ein l'cha kol shevim Yisrael, shaloi mein mimena shofet. There is no shevim in Israel that didn't have a judge who was not appointed, as Rashi points out, that we have Yoshua, from Yeshua until Shmuel, we had Shaul, we had Ehud, Yamin, Gidon, Mimenashe, it goes through everybody. He says, the last four, I'm not sure where they are, maybe they were each of them. So Yochanan again asked him, "Oh, Shefros Alei Asadin, can I put the sheet over it to block the Sema Malor Belezer?" And then change the subject. In the Chol Shevet Meshavim Shoshal Yotzumen and Neviim, they didn't have Neviim. Shevet Yehuda and Binyamin and Hemedu and Malachim Al Pi Neviim. They had Binachim and Nachum Rima. Akiu Chamlem Raglo Shar Belezer. Then it came to Fi Nato Yozabir Shalea. He put this over the sukkah. If Shir Rabbi Lezer Talisa Lachor, Rabbi Lezer put his shirt, his coat on. Biyatz and he left the sukkah. Why did he leave? Because he didn't want to think that it would be mutter. So the Gemara says, "Lamnei sheifliku b'dvar." Rabbi Elazar was not because he wanted to distract him. Elamnei shelo amar davar shelo shama Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar never said anything from that he didn't hear from his Rebbe, and his Rebbe never told him what the lacha was about adding to this oala, right? Whether it's mutter or not. So therefore, he didn't discuss it with him. The Gemara says, "Heichav, how did Rabbi Elazar do this? How could he leave his home during the sukkah, the Shabbos, and go with Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Elazar ain't on the sukkah, so you're not allowed to." So the Gemara says, "Regal achav, this was it was not sukkah when he went to Rabbi Yochanan, rather it must have been a different chag." Okay, we'll pick up Rabbi Elazar just to continue the story. Be'ez Hashem in tomorrow's daf.